Ooh, I miss banging out two of these in a row.
Why? When's the last time you did it?
It's been about 3-4 weeks, something like that, man. Veronica's always pooching out after the first.
My con hurts.
Yes, that is typically the excuse given. And, I don't know. I like just getting them done. I fucking hate driving to the studio 2 times a week. God, it feels good doing a show, not having to watch what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Oh, dedicated to the bitch who fucking bitched. I hope you're listening to this episode, you fucking rancid cunt. Oh, I hope there's gonorrhea up in your whore twat that spreads to your kidneys and kills you with sepsis.
So convinced that's a woman.
Oh, it has to be a woman. If it's a dude, I just want to take a metal pipe about 1 inch diameter and beat your testicles so you cannot reproduce and filthy this world with your seed.
I mean, it's pathetic no matter what.
Either way, you fucking suck. I hope your kids die. I was lying about having reformed and just wishing that they were gay. I do hope they die, and I hope their dying words are Papa's basement fucking rules. Suck my little dead cock.
Suck my baby dick.
Suck my little
acorn.
Shut
up, baby dick.
Shut up, baby dick. That's what I want more than anything right now. That's what I'm going to use my 32nd birthday wish for. As I blow out those candles, I'm going to picture you sobbing and sucking a dead child's cock. That feels better. Was that obscene? Would that have gotten us on trouble?
On trouble.
On trouble? Yes. Shut up. In trouble on the other show?
God, I do it all the fucking time.
It happens. You talk a lot. It's a radio show. It isn't silence. You have to run your yap.
I've always wondered how people like talk for 4 hours, don't do that kind of shit. And they say like they don't sleep either.
Part of it's being a professional. You just do it a lot. Yeah. What do they say? You do 10,000 hours of anything, you're an expert. By that rationale, I'm a master at eating, sleeping, and whacking it. And shitting. I'm a fucking pro.
I was just thinking, like, who the fuck came up with that stupid, arbitrary-ass number? What?
No, they did a lot of research on it.
Sure. And it just happened to be a perfectly even number.
No, it's a ballpark. You know, I'm sure some guy's 9,000, some 11,000.
All right, let's do the math right quick.
Oh, it's depressing. Well, We've had roughly 200 episodes, so you do that math. I am a long way from mastering
it. We've mastered this. We mastered this a long time ago.
Oh, then I guess we're just prodigies.
Yeah. All
right. As we are in so many avenues of our lives.
10,000 divided by 24, 416 days. So basically just one consecutive year.
Of just doing it, crank being pumped into your spine to keep you awake.
That's not a whole hell of a lot of time when you think about
it. When you divide it into 40 hours a week, it gets really long, really fast. So
20 years, maybe?
40 hours.
I've heard I've heard people say you can't refer to yourself as an expert unless you've been doing something for 20 years.
20 years?
So let's see if 40,000 divided by 40, we're saying.
No, when you do like 40 times 52.
That would be 1,000, and I'm in it here. Why was I putting that into the calculator?
40 times 50 would be 2,000, right?
Well, no. We're saying, say it's your job, your career. You work a 40-hour work week. So that's 1,000 weeks. So 1,000 divided by 52.
Now you're making me confused.
Yeah. 19.23, so basically 20 years.
Yeah. So the math works out.
Yeah, but, you know,
on these arbitrary numbers.
We eat, sleep, and breathe and drink this, so...
I guess you can kind of say that just talking to friends in some ways preps you for it, but it's very different.
No, we've mastered this in the 416 days.
We are impressive then. Fucking kudos to us. A toast.
How the fuck does that work out?
What?
Goddamn weekends, I guess. Because I was like, all right, if you just said consecutively 10,000 hours is over a year, right? 416 days?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 40 hours a week translates to 20 years?
Let me do the math, goddammit. By the way, you're listening to Papa's Basement, if you've made it this far. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Will Papa Giorgio. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com, that hosts the radio shows every episode. They're uploaded new ones every Monday and every Thursday. My writing's there as well, and links to all of our social media crap. I'm very active on Twitter. So that's at Papa's Basement. The handle, Will, is as well, especially if you're a chick he wants to fuck. At Billy Basil and at Gray Sky Eternal are his two handles. Gray Sky Eternal, his band, G-R-E-Y, Billy Basil, the personal. By the way, I wasn't throwing you under any bus. I also like meeting women I'd like to fuck via Twitter.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
It's great.
Very easy. Well, and effective.
Well, it's
like MySpace back in the day.
I was going to say it's like the Amazon of pussy. It's just kind of far away. You order it and it comes to you and then you fuck it.
But no, I did it right. So it's 416 consecutive days.
Okay.
And then 10,000. And we're saying divided by... Oh, I fucked up.
I'm going to do 40 hours a work week times 52
weeks. Wait, was the figure 10,000 hours?
I'm giving you 2,080 work hours per year. So it's actually 5 years to become a master. It ain't too difficult.
Like, I fucked up. Like, I'm tired. I went to bed at 7:30 in the morning.
You're not a pro.
I am a pro. I just got caught
You're
up.
You're not a pro like Gregorio or Antonio or Yimmy.
Some fucking online twat as we were just talking.
Oh, and just sucked you into it, and you're texting till...
Yeah, cranking one out, exchanging pictures, you know, the routine.
I do. I've kind of gotten bored of it, actually, but I did it for several years. I'm not saying that to sound like I'm above you. I just might have been first of the party. It gets old after a bit.
She didn't live too far, so it's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not bad, then. Driving, easily drivable?
Yeah.
Go and have sex with her, with my blessing. We had a bunch of shit I wanted to get to on the prior show, and we ran out of time because I had to address 30 minutes to the fucking cunt who complained about me. You hear that, cunt? That's what
time
I think about
and
you.
Steam.
Yeah, it took a lot out of me to bitch about that cunt. Hate is not, like, cheap and easy. I really have to meditate on it and simmer.
The fact that you're getting bitched at for something you do for free. And I guarantee you probably bring a lot more people to, like,
I'm the only show here that people fucking listen to and tune into. I'm just going to put that out there. Because everyone else, I mean, Squire at least is playing music that isn't heard that much. Night Train Memories, the guy you hear after me from 4 to 6 p.m. God bless him for, like, playing old stuff, which is getting chased off the airwaves because they can't sell shit to older people, I guess.
Because they're dying.
Well,
dead.
I don't even think they're that bad a demo. It's just like they're not the best demo. And radio's so fucking tight now. It has to be like we need to court only the best of the best.
No.
In terms of demos.
Kids
who,
are the...
Who gives the most money to us pound for pound?
Parents of kids.
Yeah.
That's why
not...
kids shit sell so well. Because people, if it's like me, you know, like I don't spend money on myself. But like I'm more inclined to spend money on others, such as strippers.
Yeah.
But
you
not
get money
you,
to
though.
Whores.
You get nothing for your birthday.
I've noticed this.
baby gets nothing.
Run along now. Pee-wee gets nothing.
But yeah, it's like if you, you know, I don't have kids that I know of. but you know, if I did, I imagine it's like
I still worry
buy
actually
shit
about that.
Shut them up. What, for me or for you?
Both.
Oh, I don't care as long as no one's chasing us down for money. Who gives a shit?
No, it'd be awesome if I had kids that I didn't know about as long as I wasn't getting hounded for money.
You think that. I don't like that.
Oh, the Johnny Appleseed?
No.
Where just like fucking 40 years from now, someone knocks at your door and it's just like, oh, God.
So, that I could handle. Like, fucking just... I want someone showing up like our cousin Jason. Where it's like, all right, you're 15. Like,
no, that would be pit. That would be shitty. That'd be
why? Because someone else has already done all the hard work for you.
Yeah, but they still require support at 15. Like, I'm fine with 20.
All right, yeah, you're right. I don't think.
Only sons, by the way. Christ, you have a daughter.
At that age?
And dad was just gone. Oh, the cum caked all over her. Oh. Hold up a black light to that face. Gonna look like a death metal singer.
Singer of Bama.
Yep.
Whose name was like Seth
I was
or
thinking,
something
I was
like bizarrely normal.
Ishan of Emperor, but yeah. Same difference.
Same goddamn corpse paint. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All Fuck the size. All the size as the bit just goes and dies.
I was just trying to think of a creative way to say nigger, but I couldn't. So,
horrible.
There we go.
That wasn't creative whatsoever. Yeah, man. I
professionalism.
Like, later in life, I'd be cool with kids in terms of like actually raising them and being a part of their life, as long as they weren't crippling me financially, really.
But they're just going to resent you. It's like D.L. Hughley when he talks about his dad. They just want to interview you to see if like they have any genetic like predisposition to disease.
No. I was talking in that situation, like actually fucking having a wife or a baby mama that sticks around and shit. I suppose you're right when you just do the Shaq's dad route, where it's like every black pop star ever. Where dad is gone, and then 20 years later, you get famous in TLC, and suddenly it's like, oh, hello there, daughter. I loved you the most.
Has that ever panned out, though?
What do you mean?
Like, were they ever right? Like, I remember some guy said he was LeBron's dad.
They never have a right to money, but these people always have such an emotional hole. Like, we can't process it. We had a dad who was around. Like, even
kind
if he
of.
Worked all... Yeah, but he worked all the time. He was a presence in our lives. It wasn't like, literally, who's your mom? She's such and such. Who's your dad? I don't fucking know. That doesn't go away in any way, shape, or form. Like, I always assumed it's a little lighter in the hood just because so many people are, like, dadless there, but it probably doesn't. You're still like, this fucking sucks. You see you grow up watching TV, and it's like, why does he have a dad? I don't. So,
I guess, but
nine times out of ten, he comes back when, you know, if one of these little fuckers has hit it big, and they're just happy to have daddy back.
I don't know.
If they're doing okay for themselves, but they're not rich, and you're doing okay for yourself, they probably would tell you to eat shit.
Like, I don't know. I've just always been independent. I don't think I'd give a fuck. Because, yeah, growing up, I mean, the shit you see on TV was nothing like our home life.
Yeah, but...
I didn't really long for it.
I longed for,
maybe
like,
the lack of physical abuse.
I longed
I never saw Danny Tanner just beat the shit out of DJ Tanner.
I don't remember ever
she just lay
hit.
On the floor.
I don't remember getting hit that hard ever.
I don't think you did.
Yeah, you have memories of really getting wailed. I don't recall that so much. I remember,
I don't
took
remember
a couple.
You... getting anything, really.
Well, I knew how to talk my way out of it or just, like, shut up when they wanted me to shut up.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, you would just kind of court disaster. I used to get beat by mom all the time.
I think she was responsible for everything now that I'm older. Like, I don't think dad instigated shit. She probably
was
bitch
not.
At him
of course
until
not.
He felt, like, compelled to
I've
do something.
I've always said this. The man worked, like, 12-hour days or something, no problem. And he would get home and just be like, I am conscious for maybe 2.5 hours and not
fucking
working.
Harpy, just talk about some incessant
dumb
bullshit.
The instant she, you know, has him in the door, it's screaming that we weren't doing our math drill. So it's like, yeah, what is the shortest fucking route to me getting silence?
Kaboom!
Do I have to smack someone or some shit? What? What do you want?
I could smack her,
woman who doesn't
direct
fucking
that
appreciate anything that I do. No, man. He was just, no wonder he goddamn died at 67. Like, really, think about what that man's life was after we came along. Fucking work. And her just sieving the money away.
Well, that's what you get for pumping a load in somebody's cunt.
But especially her. Like, I think even for a woman, she's bad with money. Not that I've ever met one that was good with it.
That's what you get for tying your wagon to a faulty horse.
That was, I still remember the therapist I was seeing. I don't want to say therapist because that sounds psychoanalytical. I was seeing a counselor maybe 4 months ago because it was free.
Mm-hmm.
And a counselor is pretty much just someone who's got some life experience. Like, I always enjoy them way more than shrinks. Shrinks go to med school, don't learn shit. It's just like, here, you want some Prozac? It might make your dick soft. Enjoy.
Because they're fucking sent on vacation by goddamn Pfizer.
Yeah, and they're book smart.
That's why when you sign your bill, it's with a fucking Prozac pen.
Like, Prozac pen.
They
and it's like
work
a,
for those fucking companies.
On
and no one gets that.
Stationery.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're joking, but it's fucking true.
On a on a clipboard.
They're fucking
drinking
their coffee from a goddamn, like you said, Lexapro mug.
Dude, I've literally seen the Wellbutrin clipboard, the stationery from someone else, the pen from someone else.
Yeah, and you think these fucking pharmaceutical reps
are doing it
because
they just want to pretty up their fucking office? Nah, they're bought and sold, man.
That and the fact that, yeah, I'm sure they get sent on fucking like golf trips and who knows what the fuck else, whatever they want.
Yeah, that's what's great. Coors,
Yayo, whatever you want.
Fucking counselors are great because they're just life smart. Well, they can be at least, but they're not going to be like bookworms. They're certainly not bought and sold because they have nothing to sell.
That one mom went to, of course, is just like a dullard like her.
Who, Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry is
stunk. Talking about fucking chakras. Like your goddamn...
But I'm saying...
What's that engine on CNN?
Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, we'll go with him.
Sanjay Gupta?
Yeah, one of them too.
Okay.
One of those dune coons.
They're not even dune coons.
Same thing. Fun elephant coons.
There you go. Much better.
Elephant ass niggas.
I just appreciate they're not there to simply pimp a pill and then monitor the side effects.
No, they're there to charge you $100 an hour to go, And how did that make you feel?
Oh, the one I had was pretty good. Like, typically, they almost function like career counselors. No, she's like mom's age or some shit. But I didn't give a crap. We actually had nice talks. And it was
did she actually talk, or did she just sit there with
no,
that?
No! We had massive talks with suggestions. That's why she was great. Oh. And I think, like, all of you should see her, because she fucking was cool. But one of the things we were talking about...
Probably banging the wrinkles of that old pussy.
You know what? A couple years off her, she would have been quite the fetching one.
She's skinny?
Yeah. But I was, you should do it.
Gray? What?
Oral doesn't have an age. It's kind of a faded blonde. Mm. Blonde gives way to gray.
Big tits?
Not so much.
Big fucking tits?
You're kind of getting into things that I really didn't look at because she was older and I did just...
How is she dressed?
Counselor. Provocatively. No.
She dressed like Melfi?
She would... No, God, no. Fucking Dr. Melfi's...
Wearing like a big, Hillary Clinton pantsuit.
Big fucking olive oil tits. Oh. Oh. If that were my
fucking suck
shirt.
Them shits like you milking a cow.
Oh,
fucking
big brown dago areolas. Oh, Dr. Melfi. Just 100 times better than she was in Goodfellas. One of the few.
I can't believe it's the same fucking woman.
Doesn't even look the same. One of the few women. She looks like whitened up Michael Jackson style in Goodfellas. She's a swarthy motherfucker.
Just in Brick Sopranos.
Yeah. And one of the few chicks where the extra pounds really worked, man. Like, if you gain 40 pounds and 30 of them go to your tits, I'm okay with that.
I'd put Lisa Ann in that category as well.
Oh, Lisa Ann.
Marilyn Palin?
Yeah, but she has huge fake tits. What's your...
She got an ass, too. That ain't fake.
Oh, like a big old horse dumper?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just the right amount of cottage cheese in there.
Oh, I'll have to look at that.
Tanned. Definitely hotter than she was, like, in her 20s. Where the fuck? She was doing porn in the...
Oh, she actually is, like, kind of MILFy age?
40, yeah.
Oh, shit. I never got that about Nail and Palin. I thought they just got some 25-year-old cum dumpster.
No.
And they're like, oh, this is your Palin. Enjoy.
No, she's one of those chicks, like, who else made it from that era? I mean, Nina Hartley's been there forever, but, like, Julia Ann.
I can't watch Nina Hartley anymore.
I actually cranked her not too long ago.
I did about 8 months ago, and I couldn't even finish. Like, I had to get someone else to
end it. There comes an age where, like,
well,
nothing you can do for a woman's stomach.
You cannot work it if her stomach is present. If it's just Nina Hartley's mouth on cock, maybe I can get off the instant.
Well, that's why she's always in a corset.
Yeah, and should
and, like,
never
thigh
leave
highs
one.
And just, like, covering, holding as much shit in as possible.
Because the stomach starts to look like kind of dough folded over on itself.
Exactly. It's like they don't have a gut, but they do. And I think that's maybe like from a C-section or something or plastic surgery.
I very much think children are responsible for that, as they are so many evils. There's a chick I know who's like 24, has popped out 2 kids, lost the weight. Her stomach, even though it's fairly flat, is still just a show of, like...
Looks like a deflated balloon, like a week after the person's birthday.
Yeah, that's a great analogy,
just
man.
Just being kicked around the floor.
I mean, it just ain't the same, and it's not going to be without Knifey Knife.
Who? Name?
No one you know. I'll show you pictures after.
Of her disgusting stomach?
The whole shebang, if you want.
No, I don't care that much.
All right. What were we talking about? It was like fucking... Oh, talking to the counselor, man. We were discussing how, I think, pretty much the same topic. My mom, our mom, if you will, was shit with money. And then I was like, yeah, so was my ex. She made money disappear like, you know, a motherfucker.
Which one?
You can say it.
Negress.
Yes, I love the way you say it. It makes me laugh.
Well, the term nigger rich doesn't exist for nothing.
But it's not like I've ever had a woman who's particularly good. And
they're not.
And they don't spend it. Here's the really funny thing. It's typically not in extravagant ways. It's just all
bullshit.
These small purchases that completely... It's the same way someone can be fat, A, by, yes, going and eating the 3,000-calorie meal at Burger King every day, but you can also just snack nonstop and be like, wait, I had an extra fucking 1,800 calories today eating little chocolates here and there. And then, bam, you're fat too.
You could absolutely spend like almost $100 a day just like going out to eat for every meal and then maybe like buying
coffees.
One article of clothing or some shit or something like that.
Yeah. And before you know it, you're talking, what, $3,000, no rent. And this is $3,000 out of your take home. Not like, oh, I make on paper 3K, and your actual take home is like 1,800
or whatever.
This,
where did the 3K figure come from?
30 times 100.
Oh, you're saying like per month?
Yeah.
But, I mean, did she have like a fixed like debt amount?
Who, what?
Like her. Is there something like specific coming to mind where it's like, or she's constantly broke?
Who, my ex?
Yeah. Because I remember you saying like she couldn't afford gas or some shit.
Yeah,
I was like, that's low. Right?
You would hear like she was making probably like 40 something a year, and I would.
Where she lived? That should be like enough to buy a goddamn mansion.
No, she paid $1,000 a month, man. Jersey.
That shithole. She lived like in the fucking farmland.
It's like 20 minutes outside of Philly. It's like the equivalent of living like in Chantilly or something.
No, that place was way more depressing than Chantilly.
It was older looking. That's all.
That's true. Like, at least where we live, like, there's a lot of McMansions and stuff to, like, it's like when they paint the ghettos bright fluorescent colors.
It takes your mind off the things. That was something that really started pissing me off, because when you're at the beginning,
most of the East Coast, those fucking buildings have been there since the days of
Georgia, Washington, But I would get pissed, you kind of hit it on the head. I forgot that tale of woe, where it's like, oh my God, I can barely fill my tank. And then I would hear you went out drinking. I'm like, wait a minute, something doesn't compute.
Yeah.
But I was bitching about that.
I didn't think of that because I don't drink, but that's the biggest waste of money. Fucking paying $15 for a
mixed drink.
I was going to
say, it's what, like a 500% markup or something?
It depends. Like, if you're at a dive bar, it's cheaper.
Every beer costs what a six-pack does.
But if you're going to a fucking club or something, absolutely, strip clubs.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's literal insanity.
If I go to a strip club... And I'll order like a fucking Diet Coke or water. It's like $7-8.
Yeah, deserved. You know, that's how much they're worth. Well, duh.
With ice. So it's like literally $0.02 of Coke.
How much rent do you think we pay for that ice chest back there? But I said to her, I was like, I don't know a single fucking woman who's good with dollars. And she like for a second feigned like
indignation.
Yeah, and then she just starts laughing. And she's like, you're right, we're the devil. I just bought that piece of shit little, like she had a little blue Christmas tree ornament in the corner of the room. It was like Christmas time. She's like, I bought that and I don't even know if I'm paying my rent next month. And I'm just like, wow, it doesn't stop.
They just have, it's the fucking Jack Nicholson quote. I was too young to like appreciate at the time.
Oh, wow, with that juicy red beaver's right in your face, that quote?
No, but that's another good one. A nigger, Lloyd.
I was going One Flew Over the Cuckoo's, but I'll always take a nigger, Lloyd.
No, what the fuck? I can't remember what that movie's called. Where's the writer? Helen Cunt.
Oh, as good as it gets.
And it talks about like how you write women so well. It's like, I think of a man, any man. And then I take away reason and accountability.
Yes, and 100% it's true. Because they don't have accountability. I've always said this. Until they lose their looks, they have a fucking golden parachute in that little twat of theirs.
Exactly.
And even when they lose it, they just have to aim lower.
Yes. This is also true.
But it's
so that's
simple.
Why they're shitty with money. They always have that plan B. That's why, like, I might spend more money now because it's like, oh, I have that fucking Uncle Mike money to fall back on. Like, I don't need to, like, support myself.
I don't know how, because Lord knows I'm not disciplined in many other aspects of my life. I am, like, a fucking yid with money. Like, I just can compute
this
everything going in and going out. And it's not like I'm that good with everything. Lord knows I love to eat shitty food.
It's probably just a reaction to mom.
Yeah, I think it is. Like, I just understand, like, you spend, you will be poor.
It's common fucking sense. Like, you want to spend less than you make.
Yes. And some people just do not get that. It blows my, like,
ooh, I got $700 in my account.
What you just said,
what can I get for
so
that?
Nakedly obvious, and yet some people are like, yes, I know, but I wanted this. And you're like, no, there's no argument beyond what I just told you.
If it's something you really want and like thought about,
These are dopes that just see something on TV and it's like, oh, I fucking need it. Like, they're these shitheads
who
that,
buy a ShamWow.
Yeah, the advertising just works on them. Or, like, they have a couple thousand saved and they view it as burning a fucking hole in their pocket. My dick gets hard, literally, as I see the amount in my savings go up. And then just having multiple savings account where it piles, you know, accounts where it piles up, or, like, cash in my pocket. I love it. I have little stores of cash like a chipmunk does acorns. Like just 2K here, 2K there. Fucking, I don't touch them. I love it.
Yeah, but you like diminish the quality of your life.
Oh, my life sucks, but I don't worry.
I'm not even talking about like living at home. I'm just talking about like chintzing on, say, like a flight to Vegas, so we have a 6-hour layover in Atlanta, and like I have to sleep like with sunburn.
That was so we could chill with Tony. That wasn't me trying to shave nickels. He had already picked up his.
So
fucking
he's the one who chiseled originally.
Well, he got a free flight.
Oh well.
And we were just fucked. Yeah.
Wait, were we even on a plane with him once the entire time?
I don't believe so.
Boy, did that work out well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like with Lou's bachelor party in fucking Austin. Like, I'll try to fucking match flights with him, but...
Wait, what happened?
I don't know. He's having the like bachelor party in
Boston. Your buddy Luan? Why? When did he move to Austin?
No, he's here. I guess that was just the location chosen.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why there
like,
instead of like
Austin
Vegas.
Austin isn't a bachelor party type town. Like it is for genuine cheating because there's like loose suicide girl college chicks
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he won't do that.
Like it's a fucking insane town, I'm sure, for like I want to get actually laid with a 21-year-old who will like suck off another guy tomorrow and not like even expect me to call her back. It is not a bachelor party town.
Well, this is what happens when you have a bunch of Arlington hipsters planning a bachelor party.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why would, if you're flying, you just go to Vegas, possibly Miami?
I'd say Vegas, really.
I would only do Vegas, too. Or, like, if you wanted to be, like, queenie and sightseeing, I don't know, New York?
Napa.
Yeah, exactly. And then,
no, I mean,
you're balls deep in Sandra Oh going, shut the door!
The only options in my mind are Vegas year round, Branson, Missouri. But the other one would be
nicely
like
done.
New Orleans,
Andy Williams,
Mardi Gras. That's about it. Maybe
and you're talking a specific time window, right?
Yeah, a week.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure New Orleans is pretty cool. Like the rest of the year, I've never been there. I really want to go.
I would go really once, go but it's Texas. One of those cities where, like, a cop would just fucking murder you and his buddies would help him hide the corpse, like, no problem.
Oh, they do.
Dirtiest police force
fucking
in the country.
Daryl Hammond told a story on ONA. Did you hear it?
No.
About how, like, some asshole was giving him shit in the French Quarter, like, when he was at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And they're one of those places where it's, like, old school, like, the cops have to be, like, 6 foot up and, like, over 200 pounds, something.
Oh, like an English Bobby.
Like, massive, yeah, because they just probably carry nightsticks and shit. And I don't know what the gun laws or whatever the fuck are. And they go around on horses looking for, like, drunk assholes. And they talk to the dude. And they like, he's like, you know, you can either, like, stop acting like an asshole, pay your bill, and leave. Or we can give you an attitude adjustment outside. It's like, and how do you think we do that? It's like cracks the stick on his hand or something.
Wow.
And the guy just like knocks it the fuck off immediately.
Wow.
Yeah. Like they don't fuck around. Like those are real cops.
No, I've literally just heard they're corrupt as shit. Like Vegas PD.
Well, it's like if you're just dealing in an environment of drunk assholes 24/7, like. That has to harden
you. No, it's like training day. It's just you deal with a certain segment of the population. You have to adopt certain measures. Civility doesn't work with them. It's the same way that, like, they're liberal as shit in the Nordic countries. You have freedoms out the ass. Their maximum security prisons look like resorts. And you know why? Because they...
Aren't their guards like MMA people or something? Like they don't carry guns?
Yeah, there's probably, yeah, not guns in the prison, period. But it's because as a populace, they're all like conservative and want to fit in and want to be good. You can afford.
So they're actually like upset that they're in prison.
Yeah. It's like, I was watching a movie Until the Light Takes Us about like, shit, who was it that got locked away for like killing a gay dude and shit like that and then killing another black metal dude? Euronymous, maybe?
Oh, so, a black metal guy?
Yeah.
No clue.
Like from all those church burning days.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about, but
he was talking about what he does in prison. And it's like, yeah, I could only release albums with this certain sound because my punishment in prison was I only had X hours of studio time a day and they would limit my equipment.
Unlike Lil Wayne trying to like rap through the telephone.
Yeah. Fucking kids here like go to summer camps to play with the shit this asshole was getting in prison. But that's just their culture. And you take it to the other extreme, your police force are going to be animals and brutal themselves when dealing with drunken assholes 24/7. The older I get, more why fucking why did temperance not win? Booze really is shit. I mean, like, I'm all for personal freedom, so I guess I'm happy that booze is legal, but like, bars are the fucking devil. Just people getting drunk en masse. I don't know of a more destructive substance than liquor, because for whatever reason, a lot of, I guess the fact you don't take it twice and you're hooked on it the rest of your life, I'll give it that. A lot of people can functionally drink, but everyone thinks they can drink well, and so many people can't.
I've only met, like, well, to answer your question, I mean, obviously it's legal just because it keeps the populace complacent.
Oh, yeah, and the so booze people companies who have hate their lives, billions of dollars going into this.
Fucking, you know, can work a shit job and well, go straight to the bar.
It does nothing to expand your consciousness.
Thank too. God it's Friday, right? Yeah, not who's going to happy hour?
Because if people sat around smoking weed all the time, yes, they'd be shitheads and, you know, Pink Floyd sales would go up 5,000%. But maybe
they realize you're being fucked by the government.
Yes, they might have a thought or two. And it's not like I really... Other people could use that. Me, personally, I guess booze is my favorite. If I'm going out, it's fun to have a bit of a social lubricant. I'm one of those rare cases of people who can really drink, though. I can drink a lot and, like, still not be obnoxious. All I've heard that happens when I'm blackout drunk is I'm just trolling for pussy nonstop. Which completely, typically, isn't me in a bar environment where I won't approach women.
That's like me. I mean, I remember the last time. No, maybe the last time. Oh, shit face. I was definitely pulling the Rick James.
Oh.
Licking on bitches' faces.
Yeah, my eyes, like, I can be so drunk that my brain isn't in stereo anymore. And it's just like my eyes are going in different directions. And I can still stammer out like, hey, you want to fuck or something like that. But I don't grab tits. I don't rape people. And that's when I'm blackout drunk. Short of that, I'm amazing. I'm like Sterling Archer, man. That's really how I see myself all drunk. I'm going to put that out there. And so many people aren't that. That's what I want to say. I know people that have two drinks and they're fucking cocksuckers.
No, yeah, women, they're called. Like, I'm all right. Like, I can get kind of shitty when I'm drunk. But no, women are just fucking awful cunts.
Well, women go one of two ways. And it's like... They're going to go both ways in the same night. It's hoary and screaming their head off, like, too emotionally. And it's usually, like, you're going to fuck them during the hoary part, and then you're going to have to endure the crying and screaming.
Yeah, or one vice versa.
Yeah.
The other one comes first.
You weather the storm, and then you actually get your payout.
Yeah, that fucking, like, post-fight sex, makeup sex.
With a drunk, though.
Ugh. I don't know. But, yeah, women... Two drinks just fucking awful.
That's like my all-time most awkward... No, my two most awkward sex moments were booze-fueled with the girls. What? Not on my part.
Did one shit on your dick?
One farted on it. Oh. Right when I was about to nail her missionary, I just felt like... Pfft. And I just kind of stared at her like...
You felt a cool air on your balls after she sucked
warm.
Them.
It was very, very warm.
Is that the one who said like...
Like you pushed a baby's solar plexus, that little like... That would come out.
Ugh.
That's what it felt like.
And what did she say? Like,
oh, she was indignant about it.
Yeah, but didn't you say, like, well, are you going to stop or something like that?
Yeah. She was what? Like, what the fuck? Why aren't you doing it? And I was just like, you just fucking farted on my cock. There was that. And then there was the girl who I fucking was banging her. Bang spoons, my favorite position, which you apparently don't do much of. I was bang spooning her, pulled over, shot all over her glorious big ass. Really coated it. I was proud of that. And then she hops in my lap. Like, as soon as I'm done, she gets me worked up again, hops in my lap, riding it, and then just starts crying, saying, ask me to say I wouldn't leave.
Whoa.
While my dick's inside her. My semen-covered cock, which could no doubt be putting my DNA up in her ovaries.
Which one was that you said? Like, the 30-year-old one?
Yeah, 32, back when I was 27. Middle name was Jameson, and she would always, like, it was the most annoying drunk behavior. She was a massive alky, because she would just drink Jameson's whiskey and be like, it's Jameson, like my middle name. And it's like,
oh, there's nothing worse than a drunk bitch.
Hearing that once was too much. I probably hung with her 7 times and heard it 5 times.
How would I pound the bottle up your cunt with a wooden mallet, you whore?
Oh, my God.
fucking make some broken glass babies.
I just wanted to be like, it's come on your face. I have no clever follow-up to that.
Have the inside
Enjoy
of your
some more.
Womb look like a fucking parking spot of gravel and shards of glass.
It was horrible.
Dumb box.
Both of those were fucking boozed up women.
Ugh. It reminds me of that, well, both strippers. Tino's by far the worst.
Again, an alky.
I mean, she put everyone else to shame. Like, there's annoying, like, the last one, and then that bitch is just in a category all of her own. Fucking, like, physically violent. I had to, like, put her out.
Cause she was a piece of shit.
Scratch my eyes out while I'm driving.
She was a piece of shit. No other way to put it.
Fucking piece of garbage.
Piece of garbage, Gumia. let's do some of the prep segments.
Okay.
We've got about 20 minutes to kill.
All
15.
Right.
I've got three. You can take your pick. We can do Oscar choices. This is going to go out the Thursday after the Oscars. Oscars are Sunday. We're recording this Saturday, though. So these are legit picks. It isn't.
No one's going to give a shit when they listen to it.
Assholes 5 days ago. No, yeah. It works. It's like
our take on it. I probably don't know one single goddamn
movie. I was proud
movie.
Of. We both picked the Ravens on a Saturday, and then that episode went out Monday. We sounded like fucking Kreskin.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I was right. And I was right last year. The 49ers would have won it, except they got screwed by that bullshit football off the knee call.
Oh, that dipshit fumbler?
It didn't fucking touch his knee.
Oh, that one, yeah.
If it did, the trajectory of that ball would have changed completely. It continued in a straight line.
That happened a couple
which
times
which proves
this
it
year,
didn't fucking touch him.
In the
him.
Playoffs, they just didn't call it. They were like, you know what? If it's that close, we're not going to call it this time.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they feel fucking great that they missed their window.
Yeah, Frank Gore ain't going to stay young forever. Young and beautiful. we can do the Oscar thingy. I can talk about five facts from Mindy McReady, famous suicide, famous in death. Alone.
I kind of like that because I would like the opportunity to shit on Dr. Drew.
Okay.
That fucking piece of garbage.
And
what's
the last
the
one, we can talk about a service that will tweet and offer Facebook messages on your profiles, kind of not so much as you, but from your actual profiles after you're dead. I guess to like
when people
tweet
do
your funeral,
shit like that.
Or be like, hey, I died a year ago today.
There's no way that would actually be like a sustainable business model. It's something they want the publicity for some reason, for something else.
Not a bad thought. So you want to start with Mindy and see where we go?
Yeah, because that's not much to that last one. I call bullshit, though.
Okay. Mindy McReady.
Although fucking VJ, I don't think it was her, but like one of her uncles died or something last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like they made a Facebook event for the wake. And it's like,
oh, people think nothing of that now.
First of all, a wake is morbid. You have a fucking corpse in the room, and we're all looking at it. Get it the fuck out. And then just...
I was having this talk with Brian Carr. He recently lost his grandma. Like, we both said, we don't believe in anything. We just think you rot after death. The one thing that could twist our arm on that is how much the instant someone dies, it goes from it's that person to a fucking corpse.
It is, and you can tell the fucking color drains from them. Their face don't look
as
the same.
As soon as blood isn't circulating, up. Yeah, and oxygen isn't getting through, it's like, this weird...
When our dad died, like, mom didn't want him to leave the room. Like, get him the fuck out of here. It's done, asshole.
The
like,
instant I walked
you're
in,
not
going
to cry him back to life. He's fucking green.
Yeah.
Get him out.
He did have a very yellow chink color to him.
It's disgusting. It's fucking... jaundice, rigor mortis, I don't know what the fuck it is.
Well, he's just very dark, too. Like, we have mom's
and
color for
you also
most part.
In, like, awful hospital lighting. Like, it does not look good.
No.
And then they fucking jack their faces up because it's been intubated, and they put this awful makeup on them so they look like half a fag.
Yeah.
They look like a goddamn, like, Raggedy Ann
doll. Get
up and kiss
a male orderly.
Like, their fucking cheeks are all rosy and shit.
Yeah.
And then they're just sitting in the fucking coffin while people are eating and laughing. It's disgusting. This ain't ancient Egypt, motherfuckers. Like, knock it off.
That kind of would be cool with, like, the brain in the jar.
No, when someone dies, you fucking throw them against a basketball hoop like that goddamn hamster in The Simpsons. Just a big one that goes to the fucking dumpster outside the hospital.
And they just have like a huge slingshot. Like it takes four people to operate
just it. Just instantly put in a call to the local waste management company and they'll come and they'll just throw you in a fucking mass grave like
just
Mozart.
Four of them, and it gets crushed down. God, the Mozart end of Amadeus. Just dumping lime on them.
The fucking like coffin the metal jacket false corpses. Bottom.
Yeah.
So they can reuse the same one. Just open the bottom and out you go.
What fucking excellent pull on your part.
Throw some fucking lime on it and be done.
Just hearing that makes me want to rewatch that movie. One of the all-time fucking greats. One of those movies that was critically acclaimed deserves it all. So goddamn good.
I just remember some shit with Salieri and then being broke at the end.
So good. Holy shit. I've watched it like 10 times. I can't get enough. Mindy McCready killed herself right after killing her dog.
Wait, she killed her dog?
Oh, shit. Spoiler alert.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. The bitch lost.
And I don't hear it now because my fucking left earphone's going in my ear. But anyway, we'll carry on like fucking Kansas.
She was famous, I suppose, to some extent in the country community.
Yeah, she's kind of like flash in the pan.
She was big, I want to say, like early to mid-90s, and then trailed off, and then since then has gotten fame as a fucking
alky. So was Garth Brooks, but for some reason he's
well,
like
Garth
still
was massive.
Just, yeah.
Garth was huge and like different.
So she's like the country equivalent of Warrant? Janie Lane?
It's so weird you
bigger.
Say Warrant. I was
who met a similar end?
I was going... I forgot he was dead.
Oh, dude, that was the saddest thing ever. He used to walk around, like, his friends would make him put something like, my name is Janie Lane, here's my phone number and address in his pocket, because he would just get drunk and fucking, like, wake up in a dumpster or something.
Oh my God.
So people could, like, find his way home for him.
It's weird you say that, because I was going to play, like, Ode to Tipper Gore as the intro. For
really?
The fucking bitch, yeah. Oh, nice. That, but it's like 90 seconds long. It's not even that.
It's not even funny. This is like
no,
blowjob
well
and stuff.
Yeah, and like ass.
I completely didn't get it as a kid.
Yeah,
that is a good fucking.
It's
record.
It's funny though. You mentioned that though. They did that in an episode of Mad Men. Roger Sterling got a card when they all took acid together. Like I guess that was a big socialite thing then. And it was like, my name is Roger Sterling. This is my phone number. I am currently tripping on LSD. Like, in case he just fucking flipped out or whatever and ran down the streets.
Like, Smokey and Friday.
That is excellent. So, Mindy McCready,
she sold a couple milli.
I was going to say, like, Naughty by Nature, because they had the one big album and then an album afterward that was, like, kind of smaller. But who
no,
the fuck
you'll
doesn't
still
love
hear.
Still OPP?
Yeah, exactly. You will still hear that from time to time. You know, I've never heard fucking 10,000 Angels or whatever the fuck her big hit is.
Yeah. In the country community, I guess you can always keep going just touring smaller and smaller fairs.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, you got that kind of like country fair circuit for like washed up acts, but that kind of caters to your demo. Like you actually want to play fucking Des Moines, Iowa.
Well, she finally killed herself.
That's a shame.
Yeah, a month after, I guess the guy.
That is a shame because she got some big fucking milky tits on her.
Did she have big fat girl titties?
Oh, she's a fatty.
She was chunky. Yeah.
No, I kind of remember her having fucking like stupid tits on that.
Oh, no. She used to be like one of those thin, you know, like what every Arkansas guy jerks his dick to, I suppose.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like the thin blonde.
She turned into like the fucking pale blonde Melfi.
Well, she got like the fucking every picture they're trying to make her look good. She's like singing up to the heavens, I guess, to tighten
her
what
chin.
Looks like a rather thick neck. A lot of meat there.
I'd give you a reference that you would get, but she's nice, and I think she listens, so no.
Oh, shit. Text it.
All right. Well,
we'll do it after the show.
Okay.
She fucking iced herself a month after.
I do
think,
like the person I'm thinking of.
I think the...
Just in case you're wondering if it's you, it is you, but I love you.
You and I know who it is now.
Oh, God damn it. That's
okay. So... She kills herself a month after, I want to say, the dad of the second kid kills himself, or she's got two kids by two dudes, and he was just, like, the guy currently fucking her.
Wow. Sounds like it would make for a good country song if she stuck around.
How ironic,
right? So one of the baby daddies iced himself?
Yeah, and then next month she kills herself.
Oh, that's a responsible
thing.
And
she's had a
long... When you're a parent, one of my children's parents just committed suicide. What can I do to support my child? I know. I will also end my life. Mm-hmm. So they immediately go into CPS custody and are scarred for the rest of their fucking existence.
I guess that, like, this shows I've never been that fucked up because never once has that sort of like logical clarity left me, even when my life has just been shit.
No, I mean, that's the one thing. There are people more fucked up than you. Like, I still can't comprehend how someone can get a rod looking at a baby. When I think I'm like a sexual deviant.
Oh, just because you want to look at porn like 24/7 and can't get enough?
Just
because
I want some chick to do some nasty shit with her hooves to my mule.
It's weird you're into the foot crap.
I'm not that into it. I was just trying to think of something.
Okay.
Think of something on the quick.
It worked.
But it is nice.
So she's been, ever since kind of having her career fade, let's say, late 90s.
Well, so we had the fucking reboot. I mean, being on one of those stupid-ass shows, like, even though it kind of portrays you as a wash-up, she probably made
fucking name
at least $100,000. And it's definitely like, I wouldn't know who the fuck she was if it wasn't for that stupid show.
Well, she, she kind of comes back to fame.
I mean, she'll occasionally pop up on
2011.
Yeah, she'll pop up on TMZ every time she gets a DUI, but it's like,
because she's known through doing, was it Celebrity Rehab with
Well,
Drew.
No, like, that's the fucked up thing about the society. Like, no one would care about you unless you die or get a DUI. Like, some motherfucker who was second fiddle to Kirk Cameron on whatever bullshit show he was on couldn't get arrested. Like, if they needed a
growing
job,
pains.
They couldn't get it. Yeah.
Was going to use it as the intro today.
Alan Thicke, is that his name?
Alan Thicke was the famous motherfucker.
Is that the dad?
Yeah.
Okay. No one gives a shit about Alan Thicke anymore. We don't know if he's alive or dead. But if he gets a DUI, I guarantee you he's going to be on the fucking front page of TMZ.
Well, yeah.
And that's the society we live in. That's my point.
We love to celebrate the shortcomings.
Yes. All right, so...
Because we, of course, don't have them.
No.
Only famous people.
Harvey Levin, that fucking fagel a kike. God, those people make me sick.
He's
the fact
jag,
that they have to fucking inject themselves to make themselves celebrities. How did that show fucking last?
I don't know. I don't watch it. I got nothing against him, per se. I actually don't.
What did he get a
star? I don't know why I called him a Jew fag, because he is Jewish and gay, but he doesn't like put on a faggy persona, as it were.
He does. He's fucking Harvey Fierstein.
Oh, come on.
He's Harvey Fierstein in Pauly Shore's body.
He doesn't seem that mincy, is he? I mean, I've watched like 10 minutes of that show total.
I mean, not Harvey Fierstein.
I just remember there's that piece of shit blonde.
Oh, he's John Lovitz.
The Thor locks.
Oh, yeah, fucking...
Who always wears, like, these perfectly
like
pressed...
Faith No More shirts and shit. Like,
exactly.
Oh,
and they're they're just right off
the shelf.
I got a
1985 We Care A Lot t-shirt.
Yeah.
Man. That Mighty Mouse, or whatever they call him on the dirty.
I don't know his name.
No, what the fuck was I going to say? Like, no, I'd put Levin's gayness in, like, Lovitz category.
Lovitz is a...
I think closeted. He's got to be.
Really?
I think he's one of those dudes like, used to say Anderson Cooper, but he came out. But like Cal Penn or Mike Myers, where it's like everyone knows they're gay, even though they haven't like.
You know what's weird about Myers is like he apparently just got married and like dumped a load in some broad and
yeah, beard.
Kids and shit. Yeah, I don't know. Beards did the kid thing so much though. Or like, I don't even think they're
married. Fucking gets
they
you
just,
a chunk of that Austin Powers money.
I think they're kind of like just dating or I don't know what the fuck. Cal Penn, yeah, I guess that's. Pretty known. Not that chicks give a shit. It's not like they're fucking fanning their cunts over Cal Penn.
That Kumar cock.
Yeah, give me some of that crooked nose, sweet Indian dick. He has the worst beak. Holy shit, that nose looks like he played hockey as a kid, man. That scene in Harold and Kumar, like where, what is it, fucking crazy on you's blasting, and he's like, has the hallucination of marrying the weed, and it zooms in on his nose to show he's smelling it. It's like one nostril isn't functional or some shit because he's going like,
vampire bat cocaine disco nostril.
You only see one of them compressed during that scene. The nose looks so fucking jacked.
I never pay attention to this.
Nothing I would notice like from afar because I'm staring at tits. I'm straight. That's what I do. But you zoom in on the nose. That scene always cracked me up.
Are there any tits in that movie?
I really wanted to fuck Maria in that. Yeah. Like, she was goddamn smoking. They show her in lingerie in the third one.
Oh. Could you actually bang someone with mom's name, though?
I've thought about this before. Because I do
someone
like
mentioned
Latin
to me
pussy.
In college, and, like, there's this hot, like, playmate-looking bitch named Maria.
I'd have to call her something else.
It's weird. Ma?
Mom, yes.
No, Mom.
I know. I'd call her Ree, but that sounds like retard.
No, you know, Ree, like Rihanna.
There that would go. Work.
Ree, like also the guitar.
I would just call her by the last name, like I was fucking a fellow athlete on the team with me.
All right, Smith.
Stevenson, bend over. Yeah. I don't know, man.
But no, the only schnoz that's ever sucked out to me is whatever, slit wrist, Wilson, Luke, no, Owen.
Oh, yeah, Owen definitely is one of the worst fucking beaks in Hollywood.
That thing's like three fucking pieces.
It is segmented.
Yeah.
Just like our attention spans. Okay.
Just like his forearms.
Oh. So Mindy McCready fucking falls off the charts, gets famous for being a goddamn junkie, and then kills herself. I kind of picked five.
How'd she do it?
I think gun. I could be wrong, though.
Good old self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah, fucking.
Toe on the trigger, barrel in the mouth.
Pretty painted toe through the fucking little ring of that shotgun. Kabam. I picked five what I call lowlights, so clever, from her life. And I want you to go with what you think number one is.
Fucking a black man.
She never did that. She's Southern. Come on. Was she raped? Did I forget something?
So these are actual ones?
Yeah, these are five actual things she did.
That's good that you have five lowlights in your life that anyone like with Wikipedia can look up.
Literally what I did at 2:52 p.m.
I mean, some sort of DUI, no doubt.
Okay, here they are. Kind of
DUI is numbers 1, 3, and 4.
Chronological order. The first thing...
Well, no, is there a Dewey on there?
I didn't even pick a DUI.
Jesus, it's worse than that.
There's tons of things that just will make you go, ugh.
Hint. I mean, is it like drug related,
I'm going
sex
to list
related?
Just they're kind of comical, but like just fucking professional achievement. Actually, it's mostly career shit.
Oh, like she got the fucking like Nickelodeon.
Okay, let
me
just give you an example. Right. Number one on the list in 2008 on her website, because no one would put it out. Obviously, released a song called "I'm Still Here."
Oh,
putting audio out on the website. That's what I do, people. It's called a podcast.
That's rough.
Number two, I was going to do Celebrity Rehab 2009. You really have to just think about what a fucking disgraceful thing that is. Like, if you had any actual intention of getting better, unless this is like the only way you could pay for it, I guess. And those rehabs are not cheap, mind you. But I don't think you're going to heal having to repeat three times how your uncle licked your ass. And that's why you are where you are, because the mic didn't pick it up the first two times.
I mean, yeah, it's complete horseshit, and Dr. Drew's a fucking snake, but I think rehab in general is probably horseshit.
I mean,
it's all like hippie coddling.
It's like 90% recidivism.
Like,
it's really, the only people where it's going to work is they're probably like this close to having the breakthrough themselves, and they just need someone to like ease them through a little bit. If you're a true fuck up, and it's like, I really just live for getting screwed up. You're not getting better.
A great man, Dog the Bounty Hunter, once said, in order for change to occur, something dramatic must happen. Change needs to come from within.
He also said nigger. I thought I could say that word.
That made him an even greater man. What the fuck happened to him? He dropped off the face of the earth. Fucking porn stars.
Yeah, dropping some N-bombs doesn't help with your career.
No, he was still on after that. I think he was still number one. I think porn stars, like all that shit. It's just like, all right, no one cares about bounty hunters anymore. Although they do now have a show called like Big Rig Bounty Hunters.
Really?
Where people hunt down like semis that have gone missing. And again, just completely fake and horrible. Like these guys are pretending that they're like in a rush.
The stage
reality. And it's like, and then if they're in a rush, how did the one have time to stop and talk
That's
to the camera
I mean,
and do like the one-on-one interview where it's like, oh man, we really got to get to this truck in the next 30 minutes or it's bad news. So you're going to stop and talk to the fucking cameraman then? You're not going to yell at him while you're like in the cab driving?
It's all true. It's all true. Number three. Number three in 2011.
Wait, what was her drug of choice? Alcohol, I guess.
Let's go with alcohol because she's just some white country bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three in 2011 appears on Celebrity Ghost Stories.
Huh?
Talking about like ghosts she's seen, things like that.
What the fuck channel is that show?
I don't know, but just chasing the reality TV dragon. So 2008, you're like, I'm a junkie. 2011, it's like, what else can I do to debase myself to get on TV?
At least Celebrity Rehab is like one of the upper echelon reality shows. Celebrity Ghost Stories? Yep. Was that a fucking sci-fi channel?
I don't know. Number four.
Shit.
Shooting her dog before she shoots herself.
Is number five shooting herself?
Number five is being fat.
All right, what is the dog shooting? She fucking
the
iced dog.
The dog was just, I guess, like, you wouldn't want to live in this world without me, would you, boy? And, of course, the dog's staring up, maybe talking to her like Son of Sam, for all we fucking know.
of course I wouldn't. Put it right between my eyes. That's horrible, man. Like, you want to kill yourself for one thing? Like, I'd always said, I could kill a person before I could kill an animal.
Which is
not true, because I've killed both, actually. Okay. We're going to get technical about the matter. So, never mind.
Now I need to know when you've killed a person.
We already know.
Okay.
Or, I don't know. Or maybe she pulled the old switcheroo. We don't know. Jury's still out.
Oh, you mean like killed a baby?
Like that doesn't count? I'm admitting to murder on public airways.
Yeah, I was like, wait. I like we have another segment or two all of a sudden. Like
killing your own child is probably a little worse.
Yeah, I guess abortion's murder. I don't really care. It just doesn't, like, even if it is, I don't care. It's fine. But you know what? We've talked it to death.
Fisher Price, my first murder. Toy murder.
Someone's been on fire today. Out of those five, what do you pick?
As the worst?
Just the most depressing thing.
Killing the fucking dog. Who does that? There's plenty of people who kill themselves. They don't shoot their goddamn dog beforehand.
For whatever reason, the song got to me. A self-release song called I'm Still Here. Because,
you know, some producers like, this will get you back on top.
You know, it's a song about like overcoming adversity. Like, it has to be that, like, man, it's all so bad, but I'm still here. But
you're really not. Well, and you're certainly not now.
It just reads as like, I'm still here. Don't forget about me.
No, absolutely. And there's been other. It's fucking like Chubby Checker doing like, let's twist again. Please, let's twist one more time. I beg you.
Let's twist my credit payments away.
That motherfucker, he recorded that song when he was like 16 years old. He's been milking it his entire life.
Is fucking Chubby still around?
I think. He's probably like 70.
When I was like young.
That is a good
dumb.
Goddamn song. I'll give him that.
Come on,
he's got
baby.
A good voice. Huh?
I like Let's Twist Again more than Twist.
Twist again.
Let's twist again.
Like we did last summer.
It's horrible. Well, we can punch out on that happy note. I just wanted to get your feel for what... So killing the dog to you is the lowest of the low.
Did she shoot the dog? Did she fucking
I can
snap
only
its neck?
Assume she has like four rounds in the shotgun. Fucking walks up. She's like, come here, boy. Come here, boy. Just starts crying over him. Like, I don't want you to suffer without me. Boom!
I mean,
it's just dog.
I hope for this bitch's sake she was extremely mentally ill. Because the fucking, first of all, like, just completely screw your kid by, like, leaving them parentless within the span of a month. And then kill your fucking, and now he doesn't have a pet either.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could have
got no one.
Haven't you ever seen fucking Tommy and what the hell is the dog's name? Tommy Pickles.
Oh.
God damn it.
God, I'm not going to remember that fucking dog's name.
Oh.
Rex? Let's go with that. It was Tommy, Angelica, Phil, and Lil.
And then
Stu.
Then there's Dee-Dee. Chucky, the fucking little sex offender just waiting to happen.
Wait, was Chucky the redhead kid or
yeah,
the dad?
Chucky was the little ginger.
I forgot him.
Who you knew was like fucking sucking Tommy's little cock while he slept.
Stu, Dee Dee, fuck, what was Chucky's dad's name? Sam, hold on.
Inmate number 6052.
And there was the fat one. I'm hungry. Evan, or whatever his name was.
I forgot that.
He was like a visiting cousin.
Jesus, was
just
that
like a fat baby? He's just constantly like, oh, I'm hungry.
I forgot that. I just remember they screwed it up and added the black chick for some diversity.
Oh,
and it just jumped the shark like a mother. I think
it wasn't the movie, like it hit like 10 years later.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know. They could put out like a SpongeBob movie tomorrow, or maybe they have. It'd probably be big.
But was Rugrats going that entire time as a show?
It was around a long time. Like, because it wasn't so much that I'm like some rancid bigot. It was just like, oh, they've jigged up Rugrats.
No, it was definitely this. Like,
I think I was like 15 when they added the black chick.
No,
it was
we were kids,
like,
I think.
It started, I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah, it was like definitely like the Bill Clinton like PC era when all that shit started happening. Like saying the N-word when you're talking about the OJ trial and all that sort of shit.
No, N-word was, oh God, you're right. That N-word was, did start with OJ.
Political correctness came around like mid-90s, like Clinton.
Because I remember Howard Stern was laughing hysterically. I remember this bit very vividly. They were saying N-word. Like on a news broadcast, yeah. And he's like, "They're not going to say nigger." And then he was joking about making the nigger hotline, and he was like, "Press one to hear the word nigger said vehemently." And
that seems
press
so
two for calmly.
Crazy for us to hear. Like,
oh, we were
someone
in hysterics.
Saying nigger
10 years later, he's
radio.
Saying N-word. Like, even he refuses. I mean, times change, though, man.
No, you should be able to fucking say it as long as you're not saying like I hate niggers. Like,
yeah, well, that's how I feel.
Like, if you're talking about, like, Nigger Jim being removed from Huck Finn or whatever.
What
like,
do they call him?
Slave Jim.
Really? Was that the change?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess it works.
You're revising history. So what? Now we're, like, not going to teach people about the Holocaust either?
It's offensive. I'm very offended by it.
Like, our program last week. Well, yours. I was waiting for some asshole to change my hot water heater. Why are you giving me that stupid look?
Nothing.
<We're pretty laughs> Wipe that disgusting grin off your face.
Fat body. We're pretty much wrapped up.
Lean
that's all.
Forward and choke it.
No. Not with your hands, numbnuts. We can punch out, man.
All right. Oh.
I got General So's chicken on the brain waiting at
what
home.
Else were we talking about with that fucking sow?
Dog killing. I'm still here. Parentless
yeah, fuck
kids.
It. All right. Forgot. Stopped caring.
There you go. That's how much we cared, Mindy. That's what your suicide
you
meant
to us. Fucking cunt. Dog
killing
cunt.
This fucking whore.
Oh!
You've been listening to Papa's Basement. God bless you for it. You want to get a hold of me, John Papa Giorgio, on Twitter. That's the easiest way. It's at Papa's Basement. You can also email inpapasbasement@gmail.com. Why you want to get a hold of me? I don't know. Interviews, give me money, whatever. Advertising. That would be great. Let's do advertising. Start paying you some money. Will would like that. You
wait,
want to
I tuned out.
Will's on Twitter, too. He's at Billy Basil, his personal account, and his band, which he writes all the music for, at Grey Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y. They have an album out on iTunes. Please go and purchase that. Last but not least, show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for all of these links I've just mentioned, as well as the iTunes subscription link. Please subscribe and rate us. It does help. I think we're up to 15 ratings. Woohoo! We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Yeah.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.